Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and today's message on the power to heal. In just a few moments, Dr. Wilton will be opening God's Word together with us to study Acts chapter 4. And as we do so, we want you to know that we're available for you. We're excited about what God is doing, even in this time of crisis. Yes, in this unique time of both separation and, in some cases, some regathering, we're seeing God work through the power of this message called Faith in the Midst of Crisis. If you haven't heard it yet, you can get it on our website, tewonline.org, or call about your copy of Faith in the Midst of Crisis. Again, you can call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 for that resource. Or if you just need someone to pray, we're here for you at The Encouraging Word. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Now, my friends, today, I want you to really, really listen. I'm praying that you will really hear what God says to you. Because I'm going to show you something amazing here today. I mean, this just has been such a blessing to me. And I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Acts and chapter 4. In just a moment, I'm going to read quite a long passage. But you're going to need your Bibles. Everyone needs a copy of God's Word. I want to show you something. Now, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 3 about one man, and we know the story. This one man was lame from his mother's womb, and two preachers walked in. He had been begging all his life, and these two men were privileged to say to him, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the Bible says he was healed instantly. Great picture of what God does for us in salvation. Steve, love Steve's testimony. When he was just a boy of 7, and God saved him. When he gave his life, when he repented of his sin, confessed that sin to Jesus as a 7-year-old boy, Jesus came into his heart and changed him forever. Well, that's what happened to this man. Now, can you imagine that? Here's the thing that's really got to me. This is what I want to tell you today. I want you to really get this. Why would God, the Holy Spirit, spend so much time in the Bible telling us what happened after this man received full healing? Do you know how much time and pages, words, so to speak, are devoted in Acts chapter 4? And on it goes. Just about the whole of Acts chapter 4 is just simply reporting on what happened to all the people as a result of just one man. Now, give me a break, somebody. This is one person. A man in a parking lot early this morning, just one person. And he was walking this way to come to refuge, to get a breakfast served by you, and to hear a Bible study, and to have a fresh shower, and to have someone just tell them, "I love you," and to share the gospel. And he knew that instead of doing what people do all over America and say, I'm not going to go to church. Man, I don't want to be with those people. I want them. I want to peep those. I don't want to go into that church because they're so snooty. In fact, they're snotty. They're just a snotty bunch. They just like, "Ooh, don't come in here. You don't look like me. You don't sound like me. I don't want to be there. I don't want to roll up my sleeves." That man knew today that instead of walking away from the church, he knew that the best thing he could do was walk toward it to come here. Is he worth it? Let me just read to you. I'm going to have to be so quick here. I'm going to run out of time today, but that's all right. Where can I begin? Chapter 4 and verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. "And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, 'By what power or by what name did you do this?'" this. Church, by what power or by what name did you do this? I'm going to speak to you in a minute on the power that heals. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being a people that this world will walk toward and not walk away from. Oh, I need to read this, don't I? Then Peter, verse 8, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to one crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel, but that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him is this man standing before you made whole." This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you. So you don't want to have anything to do with Jesus. I do. That's what he was saying to these people. And verse 12, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Look at verse 13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." Man, I've let my Lord down. Lord, I'm so repentant before you. How many times people have not known that I've been with Jesus? But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. I think that's just... Do you know Jesus confounds the critics? "But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred, saying, 'What shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that they spread no further among the people, let us warn them not to speak any more in the name of Jesus.' So they called them, charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus." Isn't this an amazing story here? I mean, guys, are you getting this? Anyone here had too much sleep? Watch this. "But Peter and John answered them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God? Well, why don't you be the judge of that? For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.'" Now, I'm supposed to read all the way through the end, and I'm just going to stop right there because I'm going to run out of time. The power that heals. Just one man. Just one man. Just sharing with you personally. I mean, in my own Bible study, you know, as I began to study this and try to understand this, God just began to speak to me so much. You know, we are many who worship the Lord together today. But we are but one. And so I'm asking myself the question, so why, just because of one man, does God, by the Holy Spirit, devote an entire chapter? So I'm speaking like in a human word, you know. Why give a whole chapter to talking about what happened after this man was healed? That's why I want to speak to you about the power that heals. Because according to the scriptures, the power that heals did a number of things to those who were partnered, who were part of this. Number one, it motivated them. This same power motivated them. It motivated them.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton here on the Encouraging Word broadcast, and we'll be back with the rest of today's message, The Power to Heal, in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you now more than ever. In this time of somewhat more separation and distance connecting, we're discovering that the opportunity to pray together on the phone can be a wonderful point of encouragement, and God is using that in the power of prayer in a remarkable way. If you haven't written down our phone number, take a moment, jot it down in your cell. It is 866-899-WORD. Again, 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with one of us 24 hours a day who are anxious to pray with you and for you. We can connect you with great resources like that wonderful Faith in the Midst of the Crisis message from Dr. Wilton or his Defying the Odds book. Just know that we're here for you. Now, if you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, we'll meet you online as well at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now back to today's Bible study with Dr. Don Wilton.
And so I'm asking myself the question, so why, just because of one man, does God, by the Holy Spirit, devote an entire chapter? So I'm speaking like in a human word, you know. Why give a whole chapter to talking about what happened after this man was healed? That's why I want to speak to you about the power that heals. Because according to the scriptures, the power that heals did a number of things to those who were partnered, who were part of this. Number one, it motivated them. This same power motivated them. It motivated them. Look at verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what I want to say to you, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit because it's the Spirit of God that gives the boldness and gives the right way of telling truth. Even the tough things. See, next week I'm going to preach on Ananias and Sapphira. And I don't want to. I want to. I've told God already, I'll preach on anything but Ananias and Sapphira in chapter 5. I'm not going to do that to my people. Are you kidding me? I'm only going to say nice things. I've got to say what the Bible says. But I've got to do it because God is speaking to me. And it seems to me that what happened here, just consider their environment, folks. They were in a very difficult environment when this happened. Everybody was against them. And it's not a matter of them getting up there and say, well, Rudy toot toot, look at me, I'm gonna this. They were filled with the Spirit. The Spirit harnesses us, takes the bolshiness out of us, keeps us humble, lets us say what we need to say in the right way. Do you know in life, folks, it's many times it's not what we say, it's how we say what we say. Right? Filled with the Spirit. I have to be filled with the Spirit because if I'm not filled with the Spirit, I might say the right thing but in the wrong way. Now, how do you define the right way when there are thousands of people listening? Only the Spirit can do that because He applies that. He's speaking to you right now. Motivated them to do two things. Number one, to speak to a very powerful people. Bible says in verse 8 that Peter and John spoke to the rulers. That just spoke to me. You and I talk about America a lot. We the people. I tell you, we got some very out of line elected officials in our country. Rulers. And rulership, the people at the top, can be very intimidating. Very intimidating. When it comes to the gospel, you'll find yourself talking to the common man sometimes about Jesus, but you get in front of that quote-unquote powerful person, you start to back down in a New York second, especially if they've got the power, right? Motivated them to speak to powerful people, and secondly, to tell them exactly how it happened. That's what from verse 10 says. They just shared the truth. So they not only spoke to the rulers, but it motivated them to tell everybody ultimately exactly what happened. It's the Lord Jesus. So the first thing that we find here in this passage, this, by the way, I don't want you to lose sight, the power that heals just one person. Just one person. I mean, how can one person be of so much value? How can one person at the bridge matter? One person at refuge? How can one of our children matter in our kindergarten? Just one? You mean we'd do this for just one? Look what happened here with just one. Motivated them. Number two, activated them. I love the second part. They activated them. From verse 12, there's an activation that takes place here. That is, and there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given by men which by which we must be saved. What did it activate them? This, what the power that healed them did for them. It activated them to stand up for who they believed. It activated them. You know, you can be motivated. I tell you, it's a very good thing to actually be activated. It activated them. Number one, to stand up for who they believed. No other way outside of Jesus. In our world today, there's a tremendous pressure for the church, for believers, to accept the fact that there are many roads that lead to heaven. Good works, sincerity, all religions. Doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you do, everybody, well, what does the Bible teach? That's why I'm so grateful to tell you about Jesus today. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God the Father but by me. Right now, I want to invite you, give your heart to Jesus. You can do that right now. Trust Him. Would you give your life to the Lord Jesus? Do it now. You can do it right there, where you're seated, where you're listening today. Just give your heart to Jesus. Pray a simple prayer. It doesn't matter if it makes a whole lot of sense. God doesn't mind that. Just say to Him, Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I confess my sin to You. Would You come into my heart? Would you pray that prayer right now? That's what happened to this lame man. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says instantly strength came into his feet and ankle bones, and he went walking and leaping, praising God. God has changed you. Boom, just like that. Saved you, forgiven you. To borrow Steve's phrase, lifted a massive burden off you even at the age of 7. Not too late. He activated them to stand up for who they believe and to not stand down because of who they believe. To not stand down because of who they believe. By the way, don't you just love verse 19 and 20? Take a look at that again. You know, I've asked the Lord to help me, because I really battle sometimes. You know, these people, the rulers called him in and said, look, we're going to tell you one more time. Are you getting this? No more Jesus. Stop it. I don't care what's happened. I know that fella's running around, jumping and walking and all. That's fine. More power to him. We're very happy for you. But no more telling them that Jesus had anything to do with this. That's going to threaten our treasury. Now look at this, verse 19. But Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge, because we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. You know what I'm asking the Lord to do for me? I'm asking the Lord to give me a fresh activation. One of the reasons I'm asking him to do this is because I've been doing this for quite a few years, you know. After a while, you get tired of it. You sink into a little bit of a groove. You take things for granted. You don't quite notice as many people walking across the parking lot. And if you like me, you're always in a hurry to get somewhere. I'm asking Lord to reactivate me concerning the one that I believe in, the Lord Jesus, who's the only one, but also reactivate me to not stand down when it comes to Jesus. Now that could cost. I'll tell you, students, young people, I know that and I love you, man. I'm so proud of you, young people. It can cost you on that campus, you know. You don't stand down. By the way, that not standing down is not a militant shaking your finger. Guys, we've got to do this in love. You got to love people. This is not getting in someone's face. You don't ever have to criticize another religion, ever. I'm going to make a bold statement. I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody could find something, and maybe I'm going to activate it now. I don't think in 25 years of preaching here and on television, you don't ever hear me get up and criticize other religions and other this and that. Why? That's not what I'm called to do. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. And just by the way, in case any of you are feeling really comfortable right now, I know this is going to sit hard with one or two of you. I don't believe that only Baptists are going to heaven. Sorry, I apologize. See, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, folks. Right? What is all of this? The power that heals motivated them, activated them to stand up for who they believed, to not stand down because of who they believed. But there was one more thing here that I just got to say to you. It also solidified them. You know what happened to this one man who, in the name of the Lord Jesus, stood up and walked? Solidified them. You know what one of my jobs is as your senior pastor? It's to keep us all together. Anyone ever wondered how many voices there are in this congregation? Anyone ever wondered if there's anybody here who's got a better way of doing something? Anyone ever wondered if we got any real critical people? Of course, we're people. So I just want you to know, nobody knows how to do it right in every case other than me. No, I just my way or the house, right? Now, folks, watch what happened here. I mean, when you look at a church like this is my prayer for every congregation in Spartanburg, every congregation in South Carolina, the nation, that we would be solidified together. One. One never means you always agree. One means you always submit. One means you always obey Jesus. You know, you can unpack this great passage. They went back. Just look at verse 23. Where am I? Look at verse 23. When they were released, they went back to their friends. I love that. What happened to this man? The power that heals solidified them. Watch what happened. Verse 24, they worshiped together. verse 29 and 30. They cried out to God together. Verse 31, watch this. They felt God's power together. The Bible says in verse 31, I wish I had another hour. The Bible says in verse 31, I didn't even read it, watch this. When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. The place in which they prayed together was shaken. Boldness. They came together. They worshiped together.
Oh, there's such power in worshiping the Lord together. Perhaps the Lord has stirred your heart in these last few moments with Dr. Don Wilton, and the Scripture has come to life in a fresh way, calling you to worship Him. Jesus promises that if we lift Him up, He'll draw men and women and boys and girls unto Himself. Do you sense that God is drawing you to Himself? We believe that. We believe it earnestly. And I pray that you'd open your heart to what Dr. Wilton has to say next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
If the Lord has spoken to you today through the Bible teaching of Dr. Wilton or His challenge even moments ago, and you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, or maybe rededicated your life to Christ, we have some wonderful free resources we would love to put in your hands. You need to let us know. You need to let us pray with you and pray for you and celebrate with you as we welcome you to the family of God. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org, where you'll discover great resources like this.
We are at a critical time in our nation. There is an urgency. Intolerance toward Christianity is rising. Religious freedom in America is under an ever-increasing attack like never before. Even though the number of attacks have risen, the good news is that the Word of God has not changed. Good will always triumph over evil. We cannot close our eyes and ears to what is going on in our world. Join us and become an encourager. Call us at 866-899-WORD to request an encourager brochure today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. We are delivering the gospel with you and for you to others. Thank you for listening today.
It's been a great day of studying God's Word, and we'll do more of it tomorrow. We'll stay in the book of Acts, chapter 4. I hope you'll join us. Between now and then, let's stay connected at 866-899-9673 or meet us online at tewonline.org. The Encouraging Word.